Hey, Oasis Church Chicago, Pastor JP here. Hey, we're so glad that you're joining with us on our podcast today. I pray today that this message stirs your faith, that it builds you up, that it draws you closer to the Father's heart, and ultimately that you just feel the embrace of heaven. We would love to stay connected with you and you to stay connected with us. So please feel free to check us out on our website, oasischurchchicago.com, or download our app, Oasis Church Chicago. Also, you can be sure to join with us on our live stream on our YouTube page every Wednesday night and Sunday morning. Now here's today's message.
Amen. Open up your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5. If you don't know where that's at, just go towards the back of the book. 1 Thessalonians 5. Most of you on your phones, it's great. If you don't have a Bible, we have Bibles for you. Please grab one on the way out in the lobby. There are free Bibles. And so I want you to please, if you don't have a can I encourage you, bring your physical Bible to church. I do my reading in the morning off my phone, just because my reading plan, but I do read this thing because I want to mark and highlight and put notes in, and I just want to encourage you guys, get in the physical Bible. There's nothing like extra spiritual about it. It's just a good practice. Amen? So 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, and it's this, rejoice always. Are you rejoicing today? Rejoice always. Pray continually. Another translation says, pray without ceasing, which I'll teach that at some point because there's a lot of revelation to that about praying continually. And this is it. Give thanks in all circumstances. Everyone say all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. The original language, all, means all. Means all, means everything, every time, in everything, all the time. In everything, give thanks. And so when I woke up this morning, the Lord, I was praying, and I was reminded of something that he's been sharing with me. It actually happened. I had an encounter with the Lord sitting right where I normally sit right there about 2 months ago. Lo and behold, I just want to give you just a little context. I taught this passage of scripture back in November, this exact passage of scripture back in November. And I talked about the necessary posture of giving thanks in all circumstances. And I'm gonna teach it again because we need it once again. But I was sitting right there 2 months ago. So November, so December, January. It was in January. I can't believe we're in March. Crazy. And I felt the Lord's presence meet me, but it wasn't that moment of the Lord's presence meeting you and tears filling your eyes. It was the presence of the Lord where he started to put his thumb on me. If you don't know what that means, he started to correct me. You have ever been corrected by the Lord? You all should put your hands up. It means you're his kid. And so I just started sensing that the Lord was saying, hey, Jay, you've taught this, you've done this, but you've lost this. You've lost the art of thanksgiving right now. Jay, I'm asking you, JP, I'm asking you to come back into thanksgiving. I'm asking you to come back into a posture where you're giving thanks in all circumstances. And I said that he does this type of thing not to make us feel bad, not to fill us with shame, not to guilt us. If you feel shame and guilt, it's not the Lord. He will convict you. So he'll grip your heart. He'll reveal to you, this is sin. He's not one that doesn't just leave you to your sin. He convicts sin. And then he calls you out of it to get you in a place of beauty and grace. And so I just felt like I was like, okay, Lord, I don't want to lose thanksgiving because it's needed and necessary. You ever lose something? Anybody? You ever lost something? Something of value? Anybody? Yeah? The car keys. Now they got these things where you can put on your car keys. If you lose them, you can like track them. Like those Apple thing, tags. We need some of those, babe. Why do we not? I lost my ear pods one day. I came home. I was out all day. I was running around the city. I came home and I went to reach in my pocket because I was going to go on a run, and I did not. I was like, where are they? And I'm the person that if I lose something, like, I'm not doing anything else. Anybody else? Like, I'm not moving on to the next thing. I'm not getting over it until I find what I've been missing. We've been looking for a DVD controller in my house for the last 2 days. For a DVD player. Yes, we have a DVD player. No, we're not watching DVD movies, but we need to watch it for something. Anyways, we've searched high and low. We were literally with a friend over. He's picking up our couch, looking underneath our couch. But anyways, I looked everywhere for those earpods. AirPods. Shout out to Apple. I went back to like every place that I had been that day, asking them, bless you. I couldn't find them. And then I went into my closet and I, right there in the pocket, found them. Have you lost Thanksgiving? Have you lost the heart of thanks? Have you lost a heart of gratitude? The good news is just get back to where you once had it. That's the invitation today, to get back to gratitude. That in everything, we give thanks. I actually believe this is super simple, but yet one of the most profound, supernatural revelations from the Lord that we need to catch today. Once again, I don't think that I can move past this because I preached it in November and let's just keep going. No, we need to hear this again today in this year, 2024, in this moment, in March. We need to hear that we as believers in Jesus Christ, disciples of Jesus, we need to be the most thankful people on the planet. And some of you in this moment, right here, right now, you've lost Thanksgiving because life has hit you hard. Some of you in this moment right now, you've lost Thanksgiving because you've been disappointed. Some of you in this moment, you've lost Thanksgiving because you don't actually believe he's good and he's as good as he says he is. But I believe the invitation from the Holy Spirit this morning is come back. Come back to that posture of saying, God, you are good in the face of every circumstance that I'm facing today. See, the writer doesn't say, give thanks whenever it feels really good and the vibes are high and the worship's on point and the bank account's full and the job's pumping and the promotion's coming. I'm a rhymer today. It doesn't say, give thanks when all things are good. Does it? Church, you got talk today. Does it? It says, give thanks in all circumstances. So all circumstances mean when the job loss comes. When the bank is reading $12 and you don't know what to do because you only have $12 in your bank account and you just like, I don't know what to do here, God. It says give thanks when you lose that relationship or you have a loss, a death. You have a moment where you lose something precious to you. It's the writer is saying, please, church, catch this. Give thanks then. Give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God for your life. The call today is to be a people that rise up every single day. And yeah, we have our agendas of things, and yeah, we know the meetings are coming, and yeah, we know we have this hard conversation with this person, or we have to go into this meeting with my boss, or I have this patient, or this student, and we know all the hardships of life because we're in life. And life is not going to pass by any of us. We're all in it. But as believers who have the great hope in Jesus, do you have hope in Jesus today? Do you have living hope inside of you that he is alive and he is seated on the throne? And it's the craziest thing in the world. And sometimes I sit there and I'm like, this makes no sense, right? But it's real. It's tangible. I felt him. I felt him today put his arm around me. With the hope of Jesus, we should be walking into our environments. We should be walking into our homes. We should be walking into our marriages. We should be walking into the conversations with our children. We should be walking into different things that are happening in our lives and say, God, I give you thanks because you're really good. And the spirit, can I say that? The spirit that I think has tried to capture and attack. We don't like giving credit to the devil, but it's real. If you don't think there's a spiritual war happening, let me just tell you, there's a spiritual war happening. There's a battle raging in the heavenlies for your life, for my life. I don't get an out because I'm a pastor. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the goal of the evil one, of Satan, to steal, kill, and destroy. There's a battle raging. And the spirit over the church today, I think it's been one thing to stop seeing the goodness of God, to get us distracted. Oh, I'm going to go here. Do I have water? Sorry, team. Give thanks. He went back there. Mark. There was one over there. How awesome is that? Where was I? I was what? It's gonna go there. It's gonna go somewhere. Can we thank Mark? Give thanks, man. I think we have to get back to the place that even when we don't feel it, we have to give thanks. Even when it doesn't make sense, we have to give thanks. Even when all the cards that are handed to you feel like this is impossible, thanks. I'm telling you, this will break off. I feel this so deep in my heart that this little message today of giving thanks in all circumstances will be the catalyst for breakthrough. Will be the kickstarter for you seeing great things in your life with God. It's being a person that finds yourself giving thanks no matter what is pressing, no matter what is pushing, no matter what is coming against you. Thanks in all circumstance will bring the presence of the Lord in a way. I after that encounter with the Lord, I recently wrote our worship team guys, I love them to death, and I said to them, guys, like I need us to create an environment where we come in and we're not singing about what God can do for us. Hear me, please, with mature ears to hear this wisdom. You know, the worship scene today, this is worship. So some of you, you're new to church, you don't understand this, but for a lot of us, like we've been creating songs. The worship world has been creating songs that are just about how much stuff he does for us instead about how good he is and who he is. And I said to the team, I said, off of that revelation, I said, guys, we have to start. They did it today, not even prepared. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, shout. We have to start this moment, this gatherings with thanksgiving and praise. We didn't come to get something. We came to give him something. Because when my heart is giving him thanks, it gets my heart off of me. And this is why Thanksgiving is so crucial today in this cultural moment where we are so self-consumed. I mean, like I don't have to go down the narrative. If you just take a moment and think about it, like, man, I woke up this morning and thought about myself, right? I got here and I thought about something I needed. Like it's the nature of our minds that mess with us. Think about the culture. It's all self-driven. And the church has fallen into that stream. Come in and get your fix. Come in and get your healing. Come in and get what you need instead of coming in and giving him what he deserves. Is this helpful today? And this is a moment where we have to look at the culture and look at the voice of the world that's saying, get your truth, get your life in order, get your feelings felt, get your vibes high. Like, come on, make sure you get your followers. We based our life off of likes and hearts. Like, this is the reality. We're so self-absorbed and consumed that it's really hard to give him thanks because we're just looking here. A few years back, I was in a place, and I don't want to make it personal, but forgive me. I was in a dark place, just leading in COVID. It was a couple years ago. Many of you have heard this, so forgive me. I was really, guys, if anything, like I will say today, I was depressed. Like I know what depression feels like. I had a panic attack in the midst of that time. I've had two panic attacks in my life. One of them I was driving with Rachel. The other one was in that moment. I never want to experience that again. It was dark. And I remember the moment that it broke. It was when my son opened up the bedroom door and he came running in. And I just felt the Lord say, well, the Holy Spirit say, aren't you thankful for him? I was like, I've lost my thanks. I become anxious and depressed because I'm so self. People aren't doing this. I'm tired of being people's answers. Nobody's doing this for me. Lies. Oh, but some of it was really true. That's what the devil will do. He'll take something that's almost true and make it very true. Be careful. He's the deceiver. He's really good at it. Are you hearing me with ears today? Like, he's very good at making something sound. That's totally God. I'm at the place now where if it's totally God, show me where it's God. Because if it's not here, it's not God. God's telling me to do this. Oh, yeah? Show me. Tell me. I believe he breathes out revelation and divine stuff. We believe that. So I'm in this moment where it's like, I'm just so self. And the Lord said, are you thankful for your son? And then he started going down the chart. Are you thankful for your wife? Are you thankful for your kids? Are you thankful for me? And I sat in that bed and I was like, Lord, I've lost my thanks. And I went on a journey. This is a journey for me. This is like 2 years of journeying through this, of how to find myself in the wave and the stream of grace and in highs and lows in life and going, man, it's really hard right now to say thank you. But you know what? By faith given to me, I'm going to say thank you. And I'm going to get my eyes off of my life and my circumstances, and I'm going to find myself giving thanks in all circumstances. Are you hearing me today? Giving thanks will break you from you. Lord, thank you. Thank you that I don't have a job. but thank you that you're going to provide for me because you said you care more about me than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. What if you just prayed that prayer? Lord, thank you. I'm really alone, and I don't like being alone, and you didn't call me to be alone. You know, you could put some stuff back on God, but thank you that you've given me a church community, and thank you that you're going to bring friends into my life. Thank you that you're going to give me God-fearing friendships and relationships that are coming my life. Thank you, Lord. I'm thanking you in advance. Some of us need to learn how to thank him in advance and thank him while we're walking through the valley. See, we thank God when we get to the end of the valley, and it's torment the whole time through the valley. That's not how he's created it. He actually wants us to learn how to give thanks through the valley. Is this helping you today? See, this day and age where it's just you. And listen, this is not negating things happening and pain. Please don't hear me. Like, I can't fill the gaps on every moment of every preach, but real things happen and life gets hard and dark things come. But you know what? Like, I've really realized, I'm going to say something, it might be offensive. I've walked through some dark stuff. And I found the key is thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, Rachel, we've heard, but this isn't about, but like, thank you, Lord. Rachel had a miscarriage before Titus. It was hard. It was one of the worst moments of our lives. And I just remember walking out of there going, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're gonna be with us. Thank you, Lord, that your presence is, you mourn with those that mourn. Thank you. Are you hearing me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us resources when we were literally did not know what to do. We could get up here and stand and tell you testimonies where the bank was just like, shh. You called us to plant this church, God. What are you doing? My wife can make a lot of money. And I tell her all the time, you should go make a lot of money. That's funny in my head. Just going, Lord, thank you. Thank you that we have everything we need. It might not look like IG's lifestyle page, might not have the furniture that we want. We might not, you know, but we have your presence. I have your presence. I said, I have your presence, Lord. And when I have your presence, I have everything. See, when you have him and you have him, his presence, and you know that he's for you, not against you, and he's with you, and he's going to walk alongside you, and he's near, he's closer than, like, when you know that, you don't avoid giving thanks. You can't help but give thanks. Thanksgiving brings dead things to life. It's interesting that Jesus, and I'm almost done, we're going to take communion. It's interesting that Jesus stands before the tomb of Lazarus. If you know your Bibles, Lazarus is dead. Like, smelly dead. A couple days in the tomb, dead. This is Jesus's friend. And it's so interesting to me that Jesus shows up on the scene. And there's a lot there I could hold separate. And Jesus shows up on the scene. And he's all God, yet all human. He didn't do anything apart from what his father told him to do. Please know that Jesus is a perfect example because he was one of us. And he learned how to be with his father, not because he had some extra power, because he learned what it looked like to be with his father in communion. So he learned what pleased his father. He learned how to get his father's ear. Are you hearing me? And he shows up to the grave and he doesn't say, Lazarus, my homie, come out. The first words out of Jesus' mouth are, Father, thank you that you hear me. Go read it. Thank you that you hear my voice. I just see that as a picture of a son looking to his dad going, God, thank you. I can't imagine the pain Jesus was in. This is a friend. He's human. Are you with me? We don't get that maybe side of it. I'm not adding scripture. I don't think this is anti-Bible. I just think it's a revelation of, like, Jesus is human. He shows up to his friend's grave. He's wept. He's cried. He's sad. He's mourning. And he goes, Jesus, thank you that you hear me. Lazarus awakes. I wonder what it would look like in our own lives, and maybe for some of us in our marriages, and some of us in our relationships, and some of us in our jobs that we're in right now, and you feel like the grace is lifting. Maybe it's because we've stopped thanking, and we've complained more than we've thanked, and we've blamed God more than we've thanked God. I wonder what would happen is if husbands began to thank God for their wives. Wives began to thank God for their husbands. That should have been a loud amen, but here we are. What would come to life? What would it come to life if you walked into your job instead of being like, I hate this job. Why am I here? Don't act like none of you do that. Tomorrow you're gonna wake up and be like, it's Mondays. I just hate Mondays. My manager, the worst. We all do it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I have a place to go. I thank you that I have coworkers. I thank you that I get to be a light on a hill. I thank you that I get to be your witness today. I thank you that you're going to use me in a powerful way. I thank you that all authority has been given to me. Lord, that this is a job. Yeah, it's not my career job, but it's the job you've given me today, and I'm going to steward this well. So thank you for the job. Thank you for the boss. Thank you for the coworkers. Thank you for the crazy coworkers. Thank you. We need to learn this. And I can't impart this in you. With Thanksgiving, we believe in impartation. I can lay my hands on Reuben and I can pray something and he can receive it. I can't do that with Thanksgiving. I've learned this. You have to build this muscle. You actually have to, dare I say, practice this. You have to learn this because this is the heart of God. For us to be people that learn how to say thank you in every circumstance. I just sense this week the Lord is going to bring you guys in moments where you're going to have an opportunity to thank him. And you're going to be tested in this. How many of you want to be tested? Woo-hoo-hoo. You know, Revelation 4, I'll land the plane. Is this okay today? Is this helping you today? They're not going to have this, so you probably should open up your own Bible. After this, I looked, John's writing, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. John is taking it just context. I don't have time, please. Revelations is, it's a powerful book. But John is now in the throne room. We're boldly into the throne room. Our life was not meant to be apart from the throne room. We were built for the throne room as sons and daughters of the King. Do you hear me? You don't have to, okay. At once I was in the spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow that shone like an emerald and circled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. In the center around the throne, he keeps saying around the throne, in the throne, around. He's sharing what moves Jesus the most, what Jesus desires to have around him. Were four living creatures, and they were covered with their eyes in front and in the back. It's you ever read Revelation? It's like, what is happening? This is crazier than Stranger Things. Yes, it is. The first living creature was like a lion, and the second was like an ox, and the third had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around them. Even under its wings, day and night, they never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is yet to come. This is it. Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks. What's happening in the throne room of heaven? The creatures that are in the heavenlies with Jesus right now are giving glory. The 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, you are worthy, our Lord, our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. I think this is a model. This is a way for us to catch, to be believers that are fine in all circumstances. I'm telling you, I want to start thanking the Lord. And every mature believer are a few things. Obedience to do what he says right away. To do what his word says. Serving the Lord longer. And you know what? One of the markers for them is always they don't stop giving thanks. They can't help themselves because they know how good God is. They know how much we leave here. It's going to be awesome. Lord, thank you, Lord. I didn't have another.
I gotta know more.
Yes. Yes. When he redeemed my life. You should say thank you, Lord, but you saved me. Finish with this. My kids, we sing in our house, and I've said it before, but it's, Lord, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Lord, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for joy. I was Dr. Dad this week, and they were all down for the count. I don't know how I stayed healthy. This is a miracle in the Lord. And I just turned that song on over and over again. I'm like, Lord, thank you for sunshine. Thank you for rain. Thank you for health. Thank you for pain. Thank you for what you're doing in our house. I'm going to let the devil get a foothold in my life. I'm so tired of the devil getting footholds in people's lives because we've lost Thanksgiving. If you're addicted today, start thanking the Lord that the breakthrough is in him. Start thanking the Lord that the breakthrough is in him. If you have sexual desires that are out of control and out of whack and all over the place, and you're finding yourself doing the same thing, going on that same website, getting to that same app, start, that is him. Are you hearing me today? Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just close your eyes for a moment. We're going to take communion. I think some of you need to audibly, even if it's just a little, all the things he hasn't done. We don't put our faith. We're at the, come on, all across this room. Don't be quiet right now. Just let him hear it right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord, that you're inside of us. Thank you, Jesus, for redeeming us. Thank you, Jesus, that you've worked in us. You've put plans inside of us. You've put purposes inside of us. Thank you, Lord, that you're not done with us. Don't stop. Come on, this has got to, some things are breaking right now. Don't stop. I know it might get weird, but just if you have nothing else, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, can we just sing this? Come on, just keep your eyes on Jesus.
It's a beautiful day. Thank you for joy.
Thank you for the tomb.
It's a beautiful day. Shine. Thank you for
the prophetic act right now. It's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. Thank you for rain. It's a beautiful day.
For all that you've done. Feel abandoned, feel left, feel like they don't know where you are. Never left us, even when we've wandered. Thank you, Lord, that your work is still happening inside of us by your Holy Spirit. All right, for the ushers, please. We have a few. For his body and his blood. As they're passing this out, just take a moment to thank him. Thank you for the body. Thank you for the blood. Come on, thank him that he's redeemed your life. No, Jesus, what do I need to do? Just say, Jesus, I receive you today as Lord and King. I receive your forgiveness over my sins. You've redeemed my life. You redeemed my life by your blood and by that cross and by that empty tomb. Come on, don't look around. Just put your eyes right on Jesus. There's nothing. But the night that Jesus, the darkest night of his life, bread and he got the wine. Scripture says that Jesus lifts up the bread and he takes it. You see, Jesus, in the darkest moments, he gives thanks. And he gives thanks for us that this moment, this body breaking, would be an access for us to get in. To get back with the Father. He says, Lord, thank you. This is my body that will be broken. Every time you take this and eat this, don't do this flippantly. Don't do this without revelation of what we're doing. This is a sacred moment. But every time you do this, we thank you today for your body today. We thank you for every lash of that whip that you took, that you carried that cross all the way up that hill, body up. A living sacrifice, a perfect sacrifice for us. So we say thank you, Jesus, for your body. And we take and we eat this today. So go ahead and take the wafer and eat. And then he lifted the cup. He told his disciples, this will be a representation of my blood. A final sacrifice. No more lambs, goats, pigeons, doves. He said, I will go to that cross and I will give my blood as an offering, as a way for anybody that would come in. They would say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, your Lord, to be forgiven, to be redeemed, and to be able to come back into communion with the Father. And he gave thanks. And he said, every time you take this, remember that it's the blood of Jesus Christ. So right now, can you just thank him as I pray for this? Can you thank him for the blood before you take it? Thank him that the blood of Jesus Christ is the thing that covers your life. It's the only thing that covers your life. It's not your upbringing. It's not your history with God. It's not your theology that is covering us. You sacrificed it, and we do it in remembrance of you with thanksgiving in our hearts. And pray. Can you just lift your hands up, close? Lord, Holy Spirit, I pray this week, and not just this week, but mature this body to be a body that understands that we have everything to be thankful for. I don't want intellectual agreement. I want a revelation of heart. So even this week, Lord, by your Spirit, would you teach us down? We give you thanks. When the job gets stressful, we give you thanks. When the kids are sick, we give you thanks. We give you thanks, Lord, in all circumstances. We love you. We honor you. We praise you and we give you thanks this morning in Jesus' name. And everybody said, come on, and everybody said, yeah, come on, can we give the Lord some praise?